We got a little bored in lockdown, so me and Bob got drunk on Facebook Live. The following is a podcast of the live show. As well as making Let's Drink, we also made another podcast called Let's Chat with a Dyslexic. Me, a dyslexic, has an honest conversation with my best mate Adam. Head to formalshark.co.uk or find us on your favourite podcast app. But back to Let's Drink, and this episode contains strong language and adult humour. Hello!
Hello!
Yeah, we're back.
We're live now.
Yeah, we are live. Yeah. We're back for our second podcast. We did one 2 weeks ago now. We recorded it.
Yeah. Well, our live stream, and then turned it into a podcast.
Yes. That we've not released yet. So
no.
We'll probably do everything backwards like we normally do, and when like everybody's back at work and relaxing and not desperate for media, we'll probably like release these podcasts and people will be like, oh, well, I don't want these now.
Yeah, I've listened to them two idiots.
Yeah.
When I was stuck at home and I both looked at them and they were ugly. One's hairy and one's baldy.
Yeah. We need a theme tune with that, don't we? The Baldy and Hairy Show.
I mean, that could be our next podcast once we become, you know, alcoholics and have to become teetotal.
Well, doing a tea-based podcast, tasting tea.
Yeah, or do it on a morning, you know, a bit like Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby.
Yeah, which one's which?
I mean, I'm Holly Willoughby because I'm better looking.
Right, should we... So yeah, we're live. Appreciate if people do the normal Facebook shite. We're on Facebook, like, share, all that sort of magumbo.
Magumbo?
I don't know. I've just made it up, but it sounds like it could be a racist slur, so maybe it's...
Yeah, or it might not be.
But I didn't... Anyway, should we not do the most important thing and get our first beer?
We could do. Like, last week, we had, like, a whole thing of what to talk about, and this week, I've just got a list of beer.
Yeah.
So, our first beer is Full Circle Brew and Brew Gooder. It's got their logo on it, so it must be. Lake of Stars Pale Ale, 4.5% in a 440ml bottle. Hopefully, this is nice. We picked up all our beers from Pip Stop because they do local delivery, but, you know, your local bottle shop might have it.
Oh, I should be opening mine.
Yeah, you probably should. And the likes of other more bigger shops may start in stock some of these as well, but keep your eyes out on it.
Like, Brew Gooder is a fantastic little non-profit. We're basically all there. Profits goes to putting wells in other countries and things like that.
Yeah. And they have been in Tesco, so there's hope for this one potentially being a bit more mainstream.
Yeah. Right, so I should really taste this, shouldn't I?
It's very kind of... It's got a good head, a nice bit of fizz.
I'm getting, like, pineapple-y notes from it.
Yeah. That's what I thought when I opened it up.
Very lilt-like.
Mm. It looks a bit like Lilt as well, yeah. To be honest.
Did the Lilt ladies have like a big laugh, if I remember rightly?
Yeah, they were very jolly, large ladies that drank Lilt.
Very easy drinker.
That is basically alcoholic pineapple juice.
Yeah, that's definitely like a breakfast beer.
Maybe I shouldn't have poured so much though, because, you know, we've got this show to do, and then we've got another show to do.
Yeah. And then we've got to finish all the rest of them off.
Exactly. Like, the other week I got a bit like sauced up with it all, and then last week I got sauced up with it all. What on earth was that?
I'm making sure that you're staying alert.
Oh, why was that? Coronavirus?
Might be. So if you see it, you've got to go, ah, Corona Croc, or whatever
it
is.
Coronavirus, or is it your wank sock?
It's definitely not my wank sock, but I just thought we would keep you...
Keep us alert.
Yeah, keep you alert. Keep
so have you hired your mum as a cleaner yet?
No. No, because then I'd have to pre-clean the house for it to come round. You know what it's like? I've got my studio bit here, and I can't take it out of frame either way, because if not, I look like Mr. Treibus.
Mr. Treibus. See, a lot of people probably won't get that reference.
Terry on the Facebook says, looks kind of cloudy. Yeah, definitely looks... It's definitely sort of a cloudy pale. But definitely getting them sort of juicy notes from the cloudiness.
Yeah.
And the...
I mean, thanks for bringing us back on track with the beer, Terry. But hopefully this is a good sign for Brewgooder and they're going to start.
Well, now, so what happened was Brewgooder did a load of collaborations with other breweries. And what they were going to do was have a little, like, beer festival across the country.
Yeah.
With all these different beers that they collaborated with. And then this, like, thing, I don't know if you've heard about it, but called Corona happened.
Okay.
It's quite controversial, I think. It stopped quite a bit of stuff. And, yeah, so they haven't been able to do that. So there's probably quite a few more getting released of their, these, like, collaborations with some really good breweries.
That's interesting. And it's quite nice to see that, you know, although it's a relatively large local brewery, that, you know, they are... seem to be, you know,
yeah,
other people.
Well, they're also the ones that are behind some sort of pack that's going to come out for like Northeast breweries and stuff like that to try and keep everything to, you know, trying to support them as people are having to adjust to the, I don't want to say the word because I'm sick of hearing it on the internet, but whatever the future holds,
the future holds recession.
God, that's bleak. Especially for somebody that's now jobless, so... It's okay for you working for the well, not the man, for the government. Your government job.
Is education a government job? I mean...
You get your money from somebody. It's... Public sector, isn't it? Private sector, that sort of mumbo jumbo.
That one's definitely really nice.
Yeah, that one will be getting slurped once we've finished the shows and we have to get very drunk and make fools of ourselves.
So have you done anything interesting this week while we finish this?
While we finish this, have I done anything interesting? I didn't do my live stream this week where I normally do a Wednesday live stream.
Okay.
You know, about me beer chat.
Yeah.
I haven't done that this week. Hopefully I'll do it this week coming.
Yeah.
Well, I put a big shop in on the Tesco's app. That's what I've been doing mainly.
Oh, keep spending your money.
Yeah, keep putting things in the basket and then thinking, no, you don't need that much chocolate. No, you don't need that much beer.
Making sure your local
retailers
still going.
Yeah, that is something that we will be doing that we'll talk about later on. For the next one of these, we're going to be doing beers that you can get in Tesco's. I was going to do Tesco's and Morrison's and make sure you could get them in both sites, but their Morrison's website decided to keep crashing on us, so fuck them.
And I don't like Morrison's, because generally you have to deal with, like, people stood in the aisle breathing.
Yeah, but my idea was, like, I'd be nice to people because people shop at either of them, or, well, there's other shops available, but I wasn't going to go making sure they had them in every shop.
What about Netto?
Does Netto exist? Did, like, Aldi or somebody not take them over?
I think it was it Sainsbury's? Sainsbury's or Asda bought them.
I don't know.
One of the big ones.
If you know the life history of Netto, please at us, or at us at @let'sdrink_formalshark or
_FS, not _formalshark.
Oh yeah, I'm even reading it off the screen. Or Facebook messages in the live stuff. If you know all about Netto,
yeah, it was Scandinavian for value, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's all those stuff for adverts. So anyway, we did not review that beer one bit. It's a very pleasant drinking beer.
I mean, we said it was easy to drink, and
I suppose that's why we haven't said much about it, because although it tastes really nice and it's definitely one to buy, and how much was it? I forgot. 2 seconds. I should.
Oh my God, what is Doug?
It was £3.79.
Uh huh.
Because you can't see the graphic, can you?
No, I can't see the graphic. The show notes that you produced is absolute trash with just the beers' names that I can see in front of me. Whatsoever. It's well, like the preparation for this was about half an hour.
Well, I thought, you'll be able to get all the information. It looks nice when you're trying to find it, you know, that adds excitement, jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
But I forgot that...
So is the information there?
Yeah, it's now. Just below you, yeah.
So people, other people can see it.
Yeah, yeah, it was up for a while, but then I turned it off and we stopped talking about the beer. I've now put it back up when I decided that people might want to discuss the price.
Okay. So what price is it?
So it's £3.79. So for a tall boy, it's probably sort of what mid price now.
Yeah. Like it's tasty. It's easy to drink. I think it could be a good staple beer to buy. So if it's in the supermarket and you want something nice and summery, I think that's probably better than some of the other bigger styles like it.
Like I think
but it's not shattering out there.
The problem is it's very, very, very drinkable. And I feel that how good it is, I should be able to describe it more.
Yeah.
But I can't because it's just really well balanced. There's lots of different flavours going on, like we said, but I'm getting like other flavours that I can't think of at the moment. Is Ganova a fruit?
You what?
A Ganova? I don't know. I might have made it up. But if I have made it up, it definitely tastes of that. Does it have any tasting notes on it? A project to help lives through clean water. No fat women allowed.
No. The normal, not at all.
It's two units. So don't binge drink.
Like, it's fruity. It's nice. So I think this reflects what we were saying the other week. Like, beers are good, but are they just becoming refined?
Like, beers are good. Basically, what you're trying to say is, should we just stop doing this charade of doing beers because we're so bad at it now that we go, beer, it's like fucking good or something?
Aye. Like when we started the drinking, things were there was a load of scope of what the flavors were. And actually, a lot of the flavors between pale ale, IPA, you know, session IPAs, DIPAs, the flavor profiles have become very confined into those kind of styles. As soon as you put pale, they're kind of trying to be within a certain spectrum.
Yeah.
Fruity, which is tropical, pineapple-y, mango-y kind of flavour, or just really kind of bitter and hoppy in a way.
And yeah. We'll leave it at that, and we'll play the ditty, and we'll get on to the next beer.
Sure. Yeah.
So, beer number uno.
See, Phil's just a pisshead because he was finished his drink and just wanted to move on.
So this is, I'll let you do your magic.
Is this one flat out? Am I doing this one right?
Yeah, that's that one.
So it's Anarchy Bruco Flat Out IPA. It is 4.5% session IPA in a 440ml can. It is vegan friendly. So if you're vegan, this will be friends with you. Oh, mine's pissed up like a bastard.
The bastards tend to get fizzed up.
Yeah. I didn't want it to go all over my precious laptop. That is fine. So, a big head, but probably because I poured it really badly. Similar colour to the previous one. Slightly more golden than yellow. And slightly less cloudy. You can see through it a bit better.
Yeah, I'm just a bit confused because on the old tin it says it's a session IPA, but on the description I got from the interweb,
it says any IPA.
I'm just trying to work out
the information on the website might have been wrong.
Yeah, so my information's wrong. I've done a proper, like, dodgy internet thing there, haven't I? Where, like, you just randomly...
You can verify your source. So next you'll be saying that, you know, like, somebody's dead and they're still alive. Like, you'll just be like, Philip Schofield got run over by a lorry.
Yeah.
And it'll just be like, on the morning... TV. So, I'm not getting a lot of smell out of it, other than a bit of hoppy bitterness. But that could be my nose.
No, there's not much smell. Now, very, very clean tasting this.
Yeah.
I'm getting... nice balance from it, you know. It's definitely sessionable.
Yeah. There's something else. But I don't know the descriptiveness.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to explain the word, but
it's wrong with the body of it. It's, you know, the lacking feel you get on an alcohol-free beer. This tastes like it's lacking something. It's still got it there. It's like 90% there. But then there's a 10% of mouthfeel.
See, I could... See, as a session beer, I could quaff absolutely loads of this.
Quaff?
Quaff, yes.
He's making up a load of words tonight.
No, quaff's definitely a word. I've read it on the back of...
I could quite easily drink a lot of this. There's, like... malty biscuity tones to it, which are really quite subtle, and then there's that nice bitterness that comes through.
Like, I think we've got these beers in the wrong order, because the first one had so much more fruity flavours and things like that.
Yeah.
And then this one is that little bit more toned down. You know.
Mm.
Like, it's as a beer that's from anarchy, it's definitely not saying, fuck you, I'm a anarchist beer, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking going up to other beers and nutting it and things like that. I think if this was like a punk at, say, a Buzzcocks concert or something, it would be the guy that had the perfectly ironed pistols top that he'd obviously just bought. And jeans
or he's had for years, but only ever gets out.
No, because it's the ones that have got. It's the ones that
plastic container.
It's the ones that have definitely just bought for this one gig. It's so shiny and new.
Yeah,
and they just look a little bit. I think it's that in its anarchy roots
kind of way.
Yeah. I was just trying to think of a sort of anarchy punky sort of analogy that probably didn't work as well as it should have worked.
Like, if you gave me that in a pub and said that was Anarchy Brew Co., I would have questioned you. Oh, look, it's the coronavirus.
Exactly, you weren't very quick. That could have came and up your nose and...
Yeah, I wouldn't have necessarily said that was Anarchy Brew Co. Again, it's a good beer.
Isn't that not a good thing that you can't define a brewery? If you can define a brewery by its taste, then there's something... wrong, because then they're going for such narrow parameters. When you're going, you know, if you get one meal from a restaurant and another meal, you shouldn't be able to go. You know, they should just taste amazing.
Yeah, yeah. But in the same way, like Anarchy Brew Co. is not necessarily about their overly refinedness of their drinks. They're definitely something that is.
No, I think that, to be honest, I disagree with you here. I think they do all sorts of beers and stuff like that.
I think the beers are good, but this tastes like very, very polished. Like, it's gone through lots of iterations to get the flavour.
I think normally their beers taste like pretty spot on.
Like, I just...
I think you just haven't drank enough lately.
Quite possibly.
Is it this past thing of... drinking and not
like it just, but it doesn't stand out like the normal.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I've had Anarchy beers, they've stood out a little.
Is that not the style we normally go for, though?
Possibly.
Like, we don't normally, like, to be honest, we don't normally go for, you know, we tend to go for, would we go for a session in a can? Yes, but would.
Would we have picked it from them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, whenever I've had their beers, is it because I've picked out the standout ones?
Yeah. So, interesting, on our comments, just to side thing us away, we've got from Terry again, is how is vegan beer possible? Does the brewing use live yeast? So, is yeast not a single-celled organism or very...
It's a bit stupid.
I don't think it's actually...
Plaster's not an animal.
Yeah, because if not, you can't have bread. Yeast's all around us. We're, you know, on the side of fruit, you couldn't eat fruit. Would then be non-vegan because that it's on the side of stuff like that. That's why you can do, like, wild fermentation and things like that. So, yeah. I think it's the same as a plant, really, in terms of plants have sex, don't they?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I think it's quite boring sex, to be honest. I've never sat there and typed into Pornhub, rose, sex, fertilization, and things like that, to see some roses have sex, or, you know,
orchids. I've seen women having sex with fruit and vegetables before.
Have you? Yeah. You're weird.
Am I?
Oh, I've got some cherries.
It's not something I go and seek out, but as a man of the world.
Man of the world.
As a man that's been on the internet. Look at you trying to look all innocent like you never look at anything on the internet.
I do look at things on the internet, but it's nothing that's been like, oh, what I'm going to do is have sex with this pear.
But you've never seen that on the internet?
No, I've never seen anybody have sex with an apple. Or like, oh, what I've got here is a tomato. What I'm going to do is smash this tomato.
Like, well, I think you're going more from the male perspective of having sex with the fruit. But when I was
when you were a young girl,
yeah, when I was frequenting the internet just to see what it was all about and see if it was a fad that would continue, I was looking at more females having sex with fruit.
Fruit, I mean, is
veg, whatever, just.
Fruit or veg? Is because really you're into food a lot?
No, it was just something else.
Should I ever come round your house and eat again? Because you might have had sex with all your fruit and veg.
No, I've never had sex with any fruit or veg.
Like, oh, he's got some chickpeas there. I wonder if he's dunked his testicles in them.
This is early on. We don't...
Like, I don't know where your mind went with that fruit thing. Like...
Oh, I'm alive, so I can't just pause it and have a laugh, so I've got to compose myself and get back on topic.
But you could do the ditty and we could move on.
Yeah, we'll do the ditty and we'll move on. Oh, once I found my mouse. Beer number whatever 3 is in
3.
Spanish.
This is from Heist Brew Co. It's a very pretty can. And it is called... I've gone full boil. It is a peanut butter oatmeal stout at 5%, and it's in a 440ml can. I've never heard of this brewery, but it's from Chesterfield. So, a place called Clown.
No.
I didn't even know we had a place called Clown in this country.
Oh, I meant to put you on big screen. So that they can just see your lovely mug, as
you... Have you ever put you on big screen?
No.
Oh, man, why do I get the pleasure of that, then?
Because you're the one that can pour things.
So it's a nice, dark beer.
Oh, I've just smelt that.
It's quite a clean head with caramel colour in it.
So you're getting very much like a...
Oh, wow.
A malty...
Very.
That's a nice smell, that. A little bit of maybe even coffee.
Yeah.
Like...
A very like light...
You know if you, like, sniff, like, a crap coffee? You know, like Tesco's own brand or some shit like that.
Yeah. really bad coffee, or like a you know when you get a whiff of a quality cigar. Mm.
So the taste of this, so it's 5%. The cost of this one is $3.99. Again, it's in a big, big bastard can.
That's a bit fizzier than I was expecting, which makes it actually quite a light drink.
I think that's the surprising thing. It's very light in tone and everything. Really light indeed.
With heavier flavours in it.
And then with these flavours that like really mix in well and do very much a nice dance on the tongue. You're definitely getting...
The flavours actually move across your mouth as well.
Yeah. The first bit is very like, you can taste it's very grainy. In grain as in you can taste the grain in it. Not that it's like got bits in. Grainy. And then that then washes over to the next bit of the tongue. And it's like, just settles it down slightly and gives you almost caramel notes and things like that.
Caramel come like slightly burnt toast. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I've never heard of these guys. Have you heard of them before? Have you had anything else from them?
I don't know. The problem is we've been a bit out of the old game, I think, for a while in terms of like... There was a point where we would weekly go and for beer runs, and now... Because of busyness and poverty, we are not getting the amount we do.
Yeah.
Now, and I think that's the probably the beauty and also the thing is this beer game is just so quick paced, and there's new breweries, and new breweries become the better breweries quite quickly. So the breweries that we were like championing and thinking were like the bee's knees aren't necessarily the bee's knees, and we've not necessarily
kept up with it
as much. Like, you think about how much has changed. So what, last time we said it was a year and basically a year and a half, and in that time how many different styles of beer became even more popular, better beer had become in that short period of time, that we were just, you know, washed over us in a lot of senses.
Yeah.
So it's great beer.
So the flavour that I couldn't describe was the peanut butter, because I don't eat peanut butter.
Ah, yes.
That's the flavour, because I don't know what peanut butter flavour is, but looking at the can and knowing the very mild peanut taste that is, it's definitely got it.
You're not allergic to peanuts, are you?
No. Basically, don't drink this if you are allergic to nuts, because it does say it uses peanut butter flavouring.
Yeah. Peanut is quite an interesting taste in beer, because I think sometimes it works really well, like it has in this beer. It's been placed perfectly in that like taste arena.
Yeah.
But other times it can taste very gimmicky, or it can also... just over-sweetener an already sweet beer. If you have like a sweet stout and then they add it in, and sometimes it works fantastically, but other times it can just like really not...
It can knock the balance completely out.
Yeah.
And I mean, to a point, that could be very much subjective, because there's a lot of people out there that love things like peanut butter, whereas generally I can't stand the stuff.
See, I like peanut butter.
It works really well in this.
Ooh, I'm going to put some of that on my Tesco's order.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, I haven't had peanut butter in ages. I think the last...
I wasn't expecting to say Tesco's order when he said I'll put some of that on that.
You know, this is the good thing about living in the modern world. I can just go peanut butter and put peanut butter on my phone and order it.
In the middle of a live show, because you're so professional.
Yes, well, if not, I forgot. And plus, what might happen now is Mr. Peanut of the peanut industry might watch this and then... sort of send me like 50 cases of it.
I doubt that.
He might do it. Of all the millions of people that are watching right now, you know, I've seen the numbers and they're massive.
Yeah. Even double digits.
We're lucky if they're in single digits.
Oh, dear me. I mean, it's negative digits.
You obviously get people... It's quite good. We've obviously got the staple and then somebody comes on. Or two people come on, listen to us for about 2 minutes of us talking utter guff.
And then bugger off.
And then bugger off and go, oh God, these know nothing about beer.
Or they go, well, I wasn't expecting some people that know very little about beer when I like cider.
Well, no. It's probably all these people that have like, when we're listening to it and they're like, but what hops are in it? Please tell us the hops.
So the hops in this one is Maris Otter hops.
No, that must be the...
That's the malt. Sorry.
That's the malt, Divi.
I was reading the wrong line, man. The hops are Magnum and for the bittering. And the yeast is US05. So if you're a beer nerd, you'll probably like these cans because this brewery could have tell you quite a bit.
Yeah, that was the interesting thing, sort of like... Because I like to compile a little bit of information, people. And one of the ones I do is sort of the...
The show notes, though.
No, well, that's to test your knowledge. So is I've gone full boil, like, is that some sort of reference to something? Or is it like they've gone full Susan Boyle or Frankie Boyle or...
I have no idea.
It just feels like there's some sort of reference that I'm not getting that's probably...
Yeah, or some sort of joke.
Yeah, that's probably like if you... We probably like look like absolutely idiots, and anybody that knows about it.
To get the reference,
pardon?
Or we're too old to get the reference? Because I mean, now you're a really old man.
Yeah. The thing is, it's probably if you wear like a little hat, a little yellow hat, then you probably get it.
A little yellow hat.
Well, that's what all hipsters wear.
Little yellow hats.
Yeah.
So they all just look like, you know, some sort of stalker from a 90s thriller. Wearing a little yellow hat and a little yellow Macintosh.
No, they don't wear Macintosh. They just wear the same sort of, like, yellow little hats.
Are you talking about a religious community that wears little hats?
I didn't have a problem. Well, you know, I'm a very inclusive man. I'm like, why are hipsters getting such a bad rap and everything? And then last year or the year before, I went to the Newcastle Lates. That should be, I think, this weekend. If I don't know if you know about it, but coronavirus has happened. And then there was just like loads of like really, really annoying hipsters. Not like just your common garden, go where we drink hipsters, but just like bell end hipsters.
Oh,
they just annoyed us.
Oh. So that does that mean basically you're not a hipster?
No, I don't think I am. I'm.
Sometimes you put your little red checky shirt on, you grow your beard, and you look hipster as hell.
You know what? What does hipsters do? They have old things, don't they? Like vinyl.
Yeah.
Well, do I do that?
No, you wouldn't do vinyl with your vinyl jukebox and your vinyl on the wall. You know, hipsters put the vinyl on the wall as well, for sure.
Yeah, but mine was just because my wall was that bad. They tend to have big, like, studio apartments, not, like, falling down bloody bungalows. And at least...
Possibly.
And I want to know, right, you know when a hipster wears a flat cap, is it not cultural appropriation from us working class people?
Maybe.
You know.
They'd probably call it gentrification or something.
Yeah. I'm just wondering next time at a beer festival, if I went up to one of them and just went, I'd like to know your lineage. Should you be wearing that? You know,
you could turn up in a flat cap and bring a whippet.
Kez stapled to my arm.
Yeah. Oh, coronavirus.
Good. You're getting good at this. Stay alert.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's your wife.
Its eye's broken, it's pooly, it's got a pooly eye.
So it's your one-eyed one.
It's just pooly-eyed.
Right.
So I'm going to play the ditty and we'll go into the...
Into our...
Outro, or whatever it's called.
Formal shark roundup.
Yeah. So we've had three beers, like we do every show. We started off... with the very pleasant and very quaffable Lake of Stars. We then went on to the very, very sessionable, very, very drinkable, and you could get very, very drunk on Flat Out. And then we went on to a different direction because we went on to a stout that are personally my favourite of the show.
I think it was probably my favourite.
And that is Heist Brew Co. I've gone full boil. Just because it's our favourite doesn't mean it's the best beer, because it's our personal tastes, and our tastes tend to be strong tastes and darks or very hoppy and things like that. That tends to be our mumbo jumbo.
So we were given in the comments a link to what full boil means. Basically, going full out on a girl that you really like so much that you scare her away. So the phrase in Urban Dictionary style is, dude, I just went full boil on this girl and now she thinks I'm a weirdo.
Oh, right.
So every time we talk to girls.
What? Where's this comments?
Was this comment on the stream?
I haven't got any of this.
Have you not got any of this?
No.
Wow.
I'm upset. Well, I'm the one that's meant to have everything.
Yeah, yeah. That's just because you're a loser.
Yeah, I'm a loser, baby. See, this is good. You've like, we've got our own little researchers so they can go away. And
yes, so thank you, Terry, for that.
Yeah.
We were not aware. But yeah, I think definitely we may fit in the going out full boil.
So what is it when you go and harass a woman? Because I've never harassed a woman.
You go and talk to a woman, but she thinks you're weird. Like, you like her that much.
You said the word you like them that much. I just talk to a woman, weird them out.
Yeah.
It's nothing like sexual. It's just because normally I like start talking about shepherd's pie or...
Probably still is considered full boil.
I just call it full fill. It's like, hiya, how are you?
Yeah, basically that's it.
Just being friendly, nothing sexual about it. Just generally being a dickhead in the nicest possible way.
The nicest possible way.
I still can't
be a dickhead.
Yeah. See, the good thing about this is we're just as crap as everybody else on Zoom. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Do you think we could submit this to BBC News and they'd put it up on news and be like, and these two idiots?
Well, we're
the right substory.
You know, we could definitely be like on the BBC now doing like, you know, Have I Got News For You and all these different ones where you get to see people's homes.
You're basically ready.
We should allow the viewers, the listeners at home to realise we had problems where we're having loads of feedback, so I've had to put like an earpiece in so I can hear.
You don't have to explain the earpiece.
Well, I do, and now you've mentioned it. If we hadn't mentioned it and you made a bastard joke about it, I've then got to explain, if not it's an inside joke. Now, they're quite fine in social circles and groups of friends, but when you're presenting to the world, you know, at the moment, Barack Obama could be listening to this, and you just made a joke, you wouldn't have a clue, and then he gets annoyed. You have just annoyed Barack Obama, potentially.
Does that make me the same as Donald Trump?
No, you're not. There's nobody that much of a twat. Unless you've been... Have you been going around injecting...
No, I've not been injecting people with anything.
Injecting...
Bleach,
or have been putting like a UV light up your bum?
No, I mean, I would never put a light up my bum, never mind if it was UV or not.
Well, wasn't that not what he said to cure it?
I'm never going to see the shine, like somebody else is going to get the benefit of a light up my bum.
Yeah, but the idea was if you put your UV light up your bum, this may or may not cure coronavirus. If you put a UV light up your bum, it would then give you the rays and kill the Corona, that's what Trump didn't say. But how I'm interpreting what Trump said.
See, this is why we don't let Donald Trump say things like that.
And that's why I don't do the news.
Exactly. But
what remember, loose lips saves lives. No.
Sinks ships.
Yeah, remember that.
Yeah.
In these troubling times.
Exactly. Don't tell everybody that, you know, coronavirus is about and you've got to stay alert.
Yeah.
Could be round the corner.
You know, could be some sort of corona spy.
So I saw a police car earlier. They must have seen the coronavirus somewhere and gone after it.
Yeah. But we can now, you can now do lots more, Adam. You can do more exercise a day.
Oh, brilliant. Like, I didn't do any exercise anyway.
Yeah. Double, triple your exercise. You could have done that in the lockdown.
Exactly.
And you still would have been fine.
This is more exercise than what I know.
Hey, I'm doing good. I set myself a target of 10,000 steps a day to start on Monday. And I was as good as my promise as the government are to testing people.
Oh, okay.
I did it on Monday, and I haven't done it any time since.
Just strap your phone to the cat, and then you'll get all the steps. Send the cat out, the cat will come back.
Yeah, I don't think that counts for this gut I'm trying to remove. So if anybody's got any cheats of how to lose weight, like drugs you can take that aren't illegal or
don't
stuff.
Eat.
No, I like eating.
Or throw up. Once you've eaten, throw it back up.
But doesn't that not like get messy? And doesn't that not like rot your teeth?
Yeah, but it's fine. You can buy new teeth.
Drugs.
We should have teeth on sale.
Drugs fix everything.
Yeah. Well, get yourself some Senna tablets or something. You know, the diarrhea-y ones. Instead of bringing it back up, bring it straight out.
Well, that's the thing that's sort of more serious. A lot of, you know, kiddywinks, they do that when they're like got problems. They'll do diarrhea. Yeah. Now, I've got IBS, so I need like both sets of tablets. I get bloody ID'd for the ones that's going to fix the stomach, like stomach acid. But the ones that like kids would have to like shit themselves to death. I don't get ID'd for, like, this doesn't make sense.
It's crazy.
It's like in bloody DIY shops. Scraper you get ID'd for, a hammer you don't. So if we were going to have a fight, which one would you take?
I'd take the hammer.
Exactly. It's like, I got you with me scraping knife. You just bash us with a hammer in the head. Mm.
Like a scraping knife, you've got to be quite close to do any damage with.
And this is when the government turns around and says we should use common sense.
Yeah.
We obviously don't have common sense when we ID for a scraper and not a hammer.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we've gone very off topic. We've gone into very dark places of stuff.
So overall, out of them beers, I think we've both said, definitely, I've gone full boil. It's a good beer. I think it was the one that's different.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it stands out as being a slightly different beer.
Yeah, I've tried to mix the darks because we're doing a two-show run for podcast people. We're recording them on the same day. I've tried to mix things up for the two podcasts.
Okay. So the next one might be a bit more interesting.
Yeah, there should be some.
So basically, for podcast people, listen to the next show.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be better.
For people that are watching. People,
wait 10 more minutes and you can see that magic as well.
So now I've got to precise this. If it's now 10 more minutes for 5 more minutes talking and then what we have for the interval. Now you've put a time on it. You've put a clear time on it. So everybody's now set the time and people are gone. They've put the...
We could start the next show waffle on a bit on the next show. Make it 10 minutes.
They've put the microwavable meals in for them to eat while they're going to have the date night for listening to us.
Is that a date night?
Yeah, I reckon. There's some date nights happening. Somebody's getting a bit handsy and they're listening to us.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put the food in.
Can't think of anything worse than listening to your voice while somebody's getting handsy with you.
Anyway, because Bob seems to have a different stream. Emma Roberts has said hi lads to us, so hi back.
Yes.
We should do the socials. I don't think we've got
that one.
All right. I don't think we've got
the same stream.
Well, I didn't think I've not got anything from Twitter. Not that I was expecting. So, the different stuff, we have a few different things we would...
Did you just say the different stuff, as in, like, you just weren't sure what social network?
We have a few different things. We have beer subscriptions people could go for, and we have things. So, first of all, I'm going to go for the beer subscriptions. So, these are different services that you can basically get beer ordered to your house. And with them, once you sign up, you get these little codes that you can, like, try and get other people to do them. It's a bit like a pyramid scheme, really, but with beer. So if you can then convince enough people to buy the, sign up for the beer, then you get free beer. But if you don't, like I normally do, you then pay. Anyway, so you get £5 off Flavourly if you use that code. You get 50% off Beer 52. Or if you just want to hire us some money, you just think we're doing a good job and you want to buy us a pint, you know, this beer is costing us an absolute fortune at the moment with both of us having to get it. We go for this, go to formalshark.co.uk/donate and you can donate. I'll put Adam back on the big screen since...
Why do I have to be on the big
screen? No, you know, not on the big screen. I meant I'll take the graphic off because you've been very, very quiet there. My thing is Beer 52 is a little bit harder to cancel. You have to actually ring them up. That means that I got a cheap deal like 2 months ago and... My next one's arriving now, so I've had like two that I've paid full price for.
So, I mean, I've never used Beer 52. I've used Flavoury, but not Beer 52. What do you think one of the services is better than the other?
If I was to go for one, I think Beer 52 is far better in terms of you get better beers, I think, and you also get quite a bit of literature with it. So you get a nice little book that tells you about the beers. And like this time, I got like a lovely little like just general craft beer book. That came, that I might show people at the next thing. And it was really nice because it gave you something, like, if especially if you're discovering beers and good beers. I think that's where this is really good because it picks random beers for you. So you don't get that, like, sort of choice. So you don't go, oh, I don't quite normally buy lagers. But there'll then be lagers in there for you.
In different flavours and styles.
Yeah.
And it also provides the information to
kind of, and you know that they're going to look for good ones because obviously, I think especially when you're getting into craft beer, you look at that array of beers in the shop and you don't know what's good, you don't know what's bad. And that really like pushes the boundaries of like making sure that you get good beer.
Yeah.
And you know that that's, so I would definitely recommend them, especially with the...
Do you think it's probably worth once in a while doing an order? Because, like, for me, I'm now in a rut of buying very similar beers.
So what I do, right, this is how I work it. I'll sign up to them. I'll get one. I'll forget to cancel. I know that in my brain's going to happen. At the moment, I'm sort of keeping it on because of the current situation as well. I'll then cancel. A couple of weeks later, a couple of months later, you get a deal through saying... Ooh, would you like to sign back up again at the cheap rate? The other thing with Beer 52 is when you go to cancel, if you go on the website and say you want to cancel, it'll then give you a different deal.
Okay. So it's worthwhile every now and then.
And I would say, like, we're giving our feed, and obviously we then get... What happens is that then basically gives me free beer because it puts for beer vouchers in that account. But I would look online and see if there's better deals on there. You know what I mean? If you want to give us free beer, then fair enough. But if you can find better deals, we're not bothered. And there's often really good deals out there for these. And there's loads of other subscription services.
Yeah.
I'd definitely recommend them for people that are sort of discovering them. But I'd also recommend having a look online, see who's delivering at the moment. You've got people like Pipstop. I downloaded it today. Camera, that I know I've said lots of shit about them, but... They've got Brew to You app now that they've launched because of what's happening to support breweries in the lockdown. And it means you can go on and see what breweries are selling in your area. So you've got like Hadrian's Border Brewery. You've got the Great North East Brewing Company. They're the ones that work where you were buying a car from when they were when they were just setting up. So we don't buy from them for reasons that we probably can't say for legal reasons. Dodgy car salesman, but anyway, and Blackstone Brewing. So you can go on there and basically like thingy, but it just gives you that option to go onto one of their websites, see who's buying, yeah, and then buy some of their beers.
Oh, I know BrewDog are doing deliveries to around their bars. It's quite a small radius, but I know they definitely are doing a delivery service as well.
Yeah.
And like, have a look. Like some of your local smaller breweries are probably doing deliveries or pickups, and they might not be advertising it very widely because obviously they don't want to get too swamped.
And I think a lot of them are coming on more and more and more. Like the Free Trade Inn are just starting now.
Yeah.
If there's any breweries open, we do have knowledge now of like WooCommerce and things like that. So give us a message if any breweries are listening and want to know a bit more about that sort of stuff. We can try and advise you and try and get people, because we want people to buy as much beer as possible, because at the end of all this, we want every of the great breweries, the great bars to be open, so we can then go back out and act like drink too much and act like tossers.
Yeah.
Friendly tossers, but still.
Especially you. You go around and say hello to everybody.
Well, I'm a friendly guy. I like saying hello to people.
Yeah. Definitely gone full boil.
You like that term. I'm going to hear that a lot more, aren't I?
Definitely like it.
Is this like the stuff that we've accrued through our days and weeks and...
Years.
I didn't go through the what I worked out is I didn't go through the social. So, how to support us, have a look around our website at formalshark.co.uk. There's all sorts of different stuff, videos, podcasts.
There's with Fruit In and Phil though, so.
There's our Portman group special, if you want, that's quite an interesting one to read and things like that. Facebook, you probably all know because you're on Facebook at the moment listening to us potentially, unless you're listening to the podcast or audio version, then it's facebook.com/formalshark. Like us there, that really helps. So when we do live streams like this, we've chosen to do it on Facebook because we have people on there. It pings up and then you get to listen. We might then decide to do it on Twitter at some point. So you might as well go on your tweets, and that's @letsdrink_FS. And that tends to get you a lot more sort of retweets of different things that that's happening. So if you want to keep grounded in the world of beer, if there's anything that I find interesting or Bob finds interesting, we'll just ping that up.
And we've got other videos up on YouTube. Just go onto YouTube and search Formal Shark. Phil's put his Wet Wednesdays up, and we've got previous interesting videos on
there. Yeah. So for this show, should we say goodbye?
Yeah.
You've been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, edited by Phil, and it's a Formal Shark production. If you like Let's Drink, why not check out our other podcast, Let's Chat with a Dyslexic, where me and my best mate Adam have an honest conversation about my dyslexia. Head to formalshark.co.uk or find it on your favourite podcast app.